Hi, welcome to AMI Today. This is Dr. Mike Carberry, and I'm sitting here with a special guest today, Steve Weber from Zingit. You are the chief progress, driver of progress. Who came up with that term?
We like to have fun with what we do. And so my job, I think a lot of times, is to start fires and then run away. Yeah. But in, you know, businesses that are growing, we call that progress. So yeah, founder and chief driver of progress.
Okay, so let's talk about Zingit for a minute, because some of our listeners, they might be new clients and they might not know about your services. But at Apple, my clinic in Chattanooga, Tennessee, we've been using your services for 3 years. We absolutely love it. It's been working out phenomenal for us. And so why don't you give us a synopsis of what your product is, your main product, and we're going to talk about some other things you're doing now. But so that our people who aren't sure what Zingit is have an idea.
Yeah, great. So at Zingit, basically what we do is we solve the problem that patients don't answer the phone anymore. So we are your communication hub. So we're going to tie into your scheduling software. We integrate with over 100 different EHR, EMR, practice management systems. We're going to read all that data and automate communication and allowing your staff to prevent that whole process of calling, leaving voicemails, and playing phone tag. So now you're doing all of that through text, which we all know is, in today's day and age, like it or not, seems to be the very best way to communicate.
You know, I love the way you put it. You're putting the personal touch back in non-personal communication, which is what you're doing. That's what we've recognized when we started using your product. So to sum it up, people will respond to a text, and everybody who has text knows that, and that's 90% of the population. So they'll respond to a text quicker than they'll respond to an email. And so communicating with them through text, your company specializes in that and makes it possible for you to use that communication hub to get that patient in communication into their office or into your office and get their service to help them with their health problem.
Right. Well, absolutely. I mean, when you look at studies show the email rates for a practitioner to a patient, the open rates are 23.5%. With text, you're going to get a 99% read rate. Now, you did say they're going to reply back. I can't guarantee that.
Right.
I can guarantee they're going to read it. But, you know, how you send the message, when you send the message, what content is in the message is really the magic in the recipe. And that's what gets you the optimal results. So we help offices just transition, much like you help them transition. We help them move to this new way of communicating that touches so many different aspects of their practice.
When did you create Zingit?
In November, it will have been 10 years.
10 years. Okay, so we've been using it for three, and it's...
I'm going to correct you here. When I first talked to Colleen, we found out that you had already been using us for 2 years, and we've been working with AMI clients for over 3 years. So it's got to be at least 5 years.
That's right.
Time is flying for us.
It is. It's funny how that happens. So Zingit has been really, really great for us to stay in communication at a time when people are harder to communicate with. I have a couple of talking points here. You've worked with AMI clients now for 3 years. And I know how you work with us. How has it worked out with other AMI clients? So what have you noticed? What kind of trends have you noticed or anything like that?
Yeah, well, lately in the age of the pandemic, it's been a challenge to communicate all the vital information you need to communicate to patients. So we see clients that have gone from being in, you know, affected with their volume, getting back to pre-COVID numbers really quickly by using a couple of key components, one of which is a broadcaster tool. And that allows us to read the patients that have been into your office in the last 4, 6, 9 months and be able to send one message out to them via text. You know, communicating things like if you've changed your office hours, if depending on the state and the city you're in, if there's mandated requirements, you've changed your safety protocols, your cleaning protocols, all of those are things you want to communicate to your patient base so that they feel safe and can come in and get the care they need.
Yeah, we've actually done that where we've broadcast out with letting our patients know, hey, we're cleaning and this is the steps we're taking to help avoid contamination, and this is why coming in here will not cause contamination. And we found that to be very, very effective at getting patients to overcome their fear of, well, I guess I can go there. And once they start going, then they're like, okay, it's safe here. I'm not going to get sick here. And we haven't had one case of COVID in our office. We've had people who came down with the symptoms and we turned them away because we were screening them at the door.
Right.
But we haven't had one case of COVID in our office, which has been great. And to be able to communicate that with the patients is, you know, part of the reason we were able to stay open the whole time and not fire anybody. Okay, so then talk to our clients and our viewers about communicating with the modern patient. We've already touched on this, but give us your insight, because this is your life, and you've drilled this down into a science, and it works.
Yeah.
So talk to us about that.
Yeah, so people want text communication. That's the way they communicate with their friends and family. They want it. There's always a small percentage that doesn't, but the lion's share do. And what we want to make sure is that you're delivering the relevant information at the right time. And the key to that is how we can customize our engagement. So customizing pre-appointment information that they may need. It's not just about sending a reminder, right? Like a lot of EHRs can do that, but can you have a real-time conversation? Can you insert video? Can you insert pictures? Can you insert a checklist so that you make sure they know what to expect when they come into the office? So that pre-appointment engagement is super important. And then post-appointment engagement. So that's automating follow-up, right? In the chiropractic space, so many of your clients, they're transitioning, they're taking on all of these new aspects of their practice, right? But they want to maintain that existing patient base that was a successful chiropractic office.
Right.
Our automated recall system is ideal for doing that. And I think when I was at one of the events, Dr. Ken Gilman, I think you did,
yeah.
I saw him, you did a podcast, I
we
think,
did.
With him.
Yeah.
Where is he? Is he in Nashville?
He's north of Nashville. He's near Fort Campbell.
So he did, at one of your events, he just came up to me and he said, our staff was having a blast when we turned on the recalls because nobody liked calling and leaving voicemails. And let's face it, the staff is going to find every excuse in the book not to do that,
right?
And you don't want to constantly hound on your staff. And it's because they don't like finding the patients in the EHR. They don't like calling and leaving voicemails because they know they're just not going to get the person live.
Right.
Here's the other crazy stat, 54% of adults don't even listen to voicemails. So over half of those aren't even getting heard, much less calling you back. So when we turned on the recall system, Dr. Ken said that his staff was just having a blast talking to all these people that they haven't talked to before. And we initiated the conversation for them automatically. They just jumped into the conversation, right? So it's not just about sending text messages, as you mentioned, it's about putting the personal communication back into it.
Right.
And when they know they're talking to a live person, it's a different type of conversation. So recalls are a great way to leverage the system as well.
Right. You know, it's funny because I didn't really think about this until I met you. And then I started thinking about it. And I know when I get an email, I go, okay, somebody sat down and they typed this up. It could have typed it up last night. They could have come back and looked at it this morning and said, okay, and hit send, and they're walking away. So I realized they're not sitting there waiting for a response. I can get to that response whenever I need to. But with a text, there's somebody sending that text. And even if it's a mass text, I don't think of that. Like I get mass text now for the election. Every time I get it, I'm like, oh, I stop. I'm like, I got to address this.
Well, you read it.
Yeah.
What you do with it, that's a whole nother question. But I think there's important things like personalizing the information. So inserting the patient's name in there. So it's not just a general text.
Right.
You know, so little things like that can really help. We find that one of the hottest areas, especially with the AMI clients, is delivering video.
Tell me about that.
So when you think about how people engage with their phone nowadays. Mm-hmm. I'm not a massive viewer of TikTok.
Neither am I.
But I do have a 12-year-old.
Okay.
Right? So maybe it starts there. But video, YouTube, you can't argue with that, right? So if I need to do something around the house, I'll just find a video, right? And they'll show me that somebody's recorded it.
Exactly.
So video is key. Now, when a patient has made an appointment with you and they're coming into the office, wouldn't it be great if they saw a video introduction from the doctor? Letting them know what to expect, letting them, you know, get to know you, get to know your voice, maybe even see a little bit of the office, right? That's going to automatically put them in a better case when they arrive for that initial exam.
Exactly. That is exactly right. It makes it more real that they're coming into a place. It makes it less threatening because they feel like they've seen the place. Now that you mentioned that, one of the things we found that was very helpful with a new employee, when they get there, they're like, you know, a deer in headlights. And so we found out on the first day, if we take them on a tour of the office and show them every room and then give them a quiz and say, go back into every room and touch this and tell us what the name of this is, it takes away that deer in the headlights really, really fast.
Right, to get to know you.
Yeah, and that deer in the headlights thing with the new patient can prevent them from coming in. I've actually seen patients pull up in a parking lot, looking at the front door, put it in reverse and drive away because they're afraid to come in.
They don't know what to expect.
But if they've already seen it and they feel like you've taken them on a tour of the place, it's brilliant that that would overcome that fear and there'd be a higher show-up rate.
Right.
So how many of our clients are actually doing that?
You know, quite a few of the AMI clients are, especially, I'll tell you, the ones that have multiple locations.
Okay.
They've embraced it because they get the scale and they get the impact. And I think the next step is to look at, all right, well, how do I help them once I build that rapport before they come in the office? How do I help them feel more comfortable about committing to treatment? And so there's a couple ways you can address that. One is by sending a video testimonial. And so you can decide when that's triggered, depending on the type of appointments you have, right? If you have an initial exam, sometimes I might have a recommendation of treatment, report of findings, however you categorize that. Before that is a great time to send a patient testimonial. And then below that, we can even stream your most current reviews right to their phone. Live Google, Facebook, and Yelp reviews right to their phone. So that builds social proof, credibility. Another thing, especially in regenerative, is that you want to control to a certain degree where they're getting information.
Right.
So do you have resources that you may want to send out via text? Because you know when they leave, they're probably, you know, going to WebMD or something.
Right.
You know, everybody's an armchair quarterback. Now everybody's an armchair doctor, and I'm no different. I do the same thing.
Right.
So why not make sure that they're getting the information that you've vetted, the sources, the testimonials, the research that you've vetted because your doctors are the experts in this area.
Right.
Don't leave the patient out there going through the internet. I mean, that's like letting a 12-year-old loose. You don't want to do that. You want
right.
to give them the information. So another great way to deliver links and videos to help them get the details that they need.
And then as far as shooting these videos, what do you recommend they do? Like how do you recommend they shoot it with a phone?
Yeah, we actually provide all of our new clients. We do a guided onboarding. So we don't call it a coach like you have coaches, but we have an onboarding specialist that's going to walk them through the process. And we send them a PDF guide on how to record just on a regular phone three videos. One, the introduction from the doctor letting people know what to expect. The second, a testimonial from a patient. These don't have to be very long. 20, 30 seconds. And then the final one is we always like for the offices to record a short video around their birthday. So just saying happy birthday, because we're going to turn that into a video birthday card. So every one of your patients is going to get a video birthday card.
Right. My dentist does that.
Yeah.
And maybe he's one of your clients, but I get, and it's a generic film. It's not specifically for me, but you wouldn't know that. But you get it on your birthday. And it's their staff singing happy birthday, and then they have outtakes after it.
So. Yeah, I've seen some really creative ones. The only thing I constantly tell people is like, put it on your calendar. Every year, change that video. Because you don't want them to get the same video
That's true.
After year.
Yeah, awesome. So a couple things I wanted to talk to you about here. So do you work with other industries other than healthcare?
Everything we do is within the healthcare space. The area that kind of blends a little bit is more in aesthetics, you know, med spas and things like that, IV therapy clinics.
Some of our clients do some of that stuff,
yeah,
so that would be really good.
There's some specific use cases for those, especially with follow-ups around any type of injectable that has kind of a predicted time frame where they need to be back in. Those type of recalls can be extremely effective. So certainly if any of the members do that or any of the AMI clients, we can help them with that because we have clients and that do that as well.
And something you said a minute ago that's sticking in my head is just doing a video before they come in for the report of findings. You recommend doing that?
You know, what we generally see people doing is sending a patient testimonial before they come in for a report of findings.
Right, right.
So the video before the initial exam, so before they ever come in the office, they've seen your face, they've heard your voice, they've gotten to know you a little bit. And then before the report of findings, a patient testimonial works. After the initial exam, That's when you might trigger messages with content for them to research if they're doing some research between the initial exam and the report of findings. So all of that can be automated based off of the appointment types that appear on your schedule.
Right. So then, okay, so when you say automated, how's that happen? I mean, is somebody loading these?
Yeah, so anything can be set into a smart campaign. So we call it a smart campaign. What it's doing is it's looking for specific types of appointments either in the past or in the future, and then we're triggering a set of activities associated with that. So easiest example is an appointment reminder. But I just don't want to send an appointment reminder. I want to send an appointment reminder that's specific to an initial exam, that has the link with the video from the doctor. And then I might want to trigger a follow-up, a post-appointment automated message to go out the day after that, where I deliver content that I want them to read or research.
Right.
And you know, the best example of a post-appointment is recalls. You know, so I'm looking for patients, maybe in simple example, chiropractic. Let's say I want to see my patients at least once a month for maintenance, even if they're not in an active care plan. So I'll look for patients that came in 5 weeks ago for a certain a normal adjustment, haven't been in the last 4 weeks, and don't have an appointment on the schedule in the next 2 weeks. That's the group that I'm going to engage.
Right.
So that dynamic of looking at time frame, type of appointment, and then a specific message, that's what we categorize as a smart campaign.
So then how does it actually occur? Is there software that the clients are using that has this stuff preloaded? Like, can they choose different videos? Like, for example, somebody comes in and you know they're a shoulder case and you want to send them a testimonial. Can you pick, like, they get a shoulder testimonial?
So you can certainly trigger that from the front desk. The front desk can just say, send this follow-up to this patient. If you have a specific appointment type around a shoulder, then yes, it can be automated. It's driven by the fact that we're reading the data off your schedule and then automating based off of that data. So if you have different types of appointments, that's how many different campaigns or outreaches you can have.
So your program interfaces with our scheduling software?
Correct.
That's awesome. That's really brilliant.
So that's the power of it. And because, you know, your clients are multidisciplined, they're integrated, you know, we do things like we're able to customize how many reminders a patient gets. They may see four practitioners. We want to only send one reminder, eliminate the confusion. We can send two reminders for certain types of appointments. We can send one for others. So there's all of that customization that happens that really sets us apart from using something that's built in with your EHR for reminders, you know, and things like that. And, you know, that really comes into play with a lot of the clients that are working on their reputation.
So we're going to talk about reputation management in just a second, but you got me on a train here that I'm going like, holy crap, this is brilliant. So people are able to start to come to lectures again. I mean, for a long time, the whole country was shut down. And then even when it started opening up in parts, people were hesitant. But now I think people are like, I see my mother-in-law, she's 90. And she's like, oh, I'll go to the store. Oh, I'll go here. Right. Like, she's ready to get out of the house. You could even set this to trigger reminders to people coming to, like people who are prospects that are not clients yet to come to an event.
So one of the things that I wanted to drive home for everybody who's listening today is there's a simple tool that you can deploy, or a concept for new patients. And a lot of the doctors I talk to work with marketing companies. We don't do that, right? So we're the patient communication platform. But what you can do is when that patient fills out a form online, we can then trigger certain follow-up activities automatically. So whether that's a reminder for a seminar or whether that's a follow-up kind of drip text, and remember, these aren't emails, these are text messages.
Right.
So the moment they fill out that form, they're added to Zingit, they can be opted into a campaign, and all of that can be automated. No matter what marketing company you use, as long as they're writing it to a form, and usually what happens is they'll then save that to a Google Sheet.
Has my staff been doing this, do you know?
I don't know.
All right, I'm flying up there tomorrow because we're doing a live training. I'm going to make sure they're doing that. And they might, you might get a call from them.
So the speed to engagement is key, right? So if we talk to marketing companies, they say, yeah, we get you 100 leads. And then the doctor says, but I only talk to 50 of them.
Right.
And then I get 25 new patients, right? And those numbers can be really compelling and they can work. But what if you get the same 100 leads and you automatically engage them within seconds in a text conversation from your business phone line? Now you might be talking to 75 or 80 of them. You use the same conversion and now you've got 40 new patients instead of 25.
And you could even use a little short video from another lecture that that speaker did and send that to them.
Yeah, you can create a highlight reel of what to expect.
Yeah, because it lowers that resistance of like, oh, do I go? Should I not go? What's it like? And you got my wheels turning here, so we're getting a little off script. I know that you mentioned reputation management, and that is something that is important, especially in this digital age. So you do stuff with reputation management, correct?
Yeah, about 2.5 years ago, we heard from a lot of our clients that we need something to get reviews. And there's a lot of companies out there that do reputation management. But the problem is it's not automated because it doesn't tie into their schedule. Mm-hmm. So again, with over 100 integrations with different practice management software solutions, we're able to automate that. But there's a couple of important things that I talk to doctors about. And one of the interesting things of the pandemic is I haven't been traveling. So what I have been doing is talking to a lot of doctors.
Right.
Because that's, you know, being the founder of the company, I can't get away from it. Some people call it the founder's curse, because I just can't get away from talking to the clients because I love it, helps me to learn. But, you know, I having done this for 10 years, nobody can explain it better than me.
I understand that, actually.
Yeah. So can't get away from it. But as I talk to them, you know, I want them to think about a different concept. I want them to think about local SEO. And local SEO doesn't have anything to do with your website. It's just the concept of Google My Business is the lion's share, but Facebook and Yelp, those are important, right? So those profiles are really driving a lot of impressions. And I'll give the folks here some stats that will probably surprise you. 70% of Google searches have local intent, which means I might say regenerative stem cell near me, regenerative therapy near me, and Google actually suggests that. So if you take and type in chiropractor, right below that, Google will say near me, and people click on that. So that's going to deliver a map. When you get the map back on Google, there's no art to being on that map. As long as your address is right in your Google My Business profile, you're going to get on that map. What's important then is you have more reviews than your competitors, because people will tend to call. There's three of them there. There may be a paid one above it, but they're going to call the one with the most reviews.
That's what I do.
Yeah. I mean, so you need to have the most reviews. So it's really simple. Make sure your address is right in your profiles, and then make sure you have more reviews than your competitors. So the trick to doing this is sit in your office on your phone and go look at chiropractor near me. And that's going to show you the chiropractors nearest you. You can set your goals on how many reviews you need. It's different for every location. So getting reviews is important from that standpoint. So what we do to help you get those reviews is we automate the request for reviews. But again, we can customize those requests by the type of appointment they're in for. So not every appointment gets a review request.
Right, right.
We also are only going to send it to them one time, even though they may come in, you know, 20 times in a month, whatever the case may be. We're going to send it one time every 3, 6, 9 months, however you want to set it up.
Right, right. Okay. So say somebody's listening and they haven't used your services and they want to use your services. How do they, you mentioned you don't call them coaches, but how do they interact with your company? How do they know how to use all these tools?
So typically what we do is about a 20-minute demo where we show you, I like to call them use cases, of how different offices use the functionality. So it's not just me saying, here's the way the functionality works, you figure it out. it's me saying, here's, I'll ask you questions, what software do you use, what kind of practice do you have, what kind of volume do you have, and then from there we can make recommendations on the things that are really going to drive a high level of value for your practice. So we do that in about a 30-minute meeting. Most doctors are like, yeah, this is a no-brainer, and we set them up for the next step is a 30-minute planning meeting with an implementation specialist. Now, we have our most experienced one that handles all the AMI clients.
Okay.
So they know your process. They know what the bigger AMI clients have done with video, so they make great suggestions for them.
Right. Yeah, and I imagine in those cases, they're probably dealing with our client's marketing person, because our bigger clients, we tell them, you shouldn't be doing the marketing, you should have somebody hired to do it to produce a product. So you guys have no problems working with their marketing people.
Absolutely not. But what we do find is a lot of the doctors are involved in this first call.
Yeah.
Because they want to drive the way it's configured. And we love that because it's only a 30-minute call. Then we go and build out everything. We integrate with your software. Sometimes that means setting up APIs if you're web-based. Sometimes that's installing a tool in your server, if you're a client server environment. And then we have a 1-hour training where we turn everything on, we train your staff, we'll record that, send you a copy of the recording so you have it. And then 2-3 weeks later, that same person is checking to make sure you're getting reactivations. All your appointment reminders are working properly. You're getting reviews, right? You have the tools installed on your website to help you convert visitors. Then they check the box that you're onboarded at that point.
Right. So what we've covered so far in this show, which is a lot, has been really, really helpful. I know you're a person who constantly creates. Is there anything else in the pipeline that you could share with us that you're working on or that you've launched that our guys might not know about yet?
Yeah. The biggest thing I would say right now that's available that we're trying to get our clients to understand the power of is our web chat to text.
Web chat to text.
Right. So what it is, so we talked about 70% of Google searches being local.
Yep.
50% of Google searches never leave Google. That means people get what they need from the Google My Business profile. If they're on their phone, they can call you, they can get your phone number, they can get directions, they can get your hours. Mm-hmm. A lot of times that's what people want, so they never leave. The other 50% go to your website. Now, here's a stat. This is a study that's been around for a while. It's done by Harvard Business Review. It says that if you try and contact a web request more than 5 minutes after they made the web request, you're 10 times less likely to convert.
I can totally testify to that one.
So every office that I talk to, no matter how fabulous their website is, they all work the same way. Somebody fills out a form, an email is generated to the doctor, or the office manager, or the CA, and then they call them, leave them a voicemail, send them an email back. Some of them may try and send them a text message. But when I ask, what percentage of the time do you think that happens in less than 5 minutes? No doctor's ever told me that they believe it has ever happened in less than 5 minutes.
It's pretty tough. You got to have somebody ready to do it right away.
So what web chat to text does is we have an icon you can put in the bottom right hand, floats on your website. Doesn't matter which website company you use, it sits on top of it. We just give them the widget. That connects to your Zingit account. When somebody clicks on it, they enter their first name, last name, and phone number. And then we automatically send them a text message asking a question like, how can we help, or are you a new or returning patient?
That is gold.
And that's coming from the office phone number. So if you then call them, it's the same phone number they're getting a text on. So that really allows you to engage them. So my tip was, for everyone watching today, if you're doing marketing, you want to connect your landing page to Zingit so that you can instantly convert more of those.
Yep.
On your website, have that web chat to text, I like to call it the text bot, on there, and make sure you're converting people from your website. Quick, easy things you can do.
Well, Steve, I have to tell you, you blew me away. You blew me away today. I've interviewed you many times. I've interviewed you, introduced you on stage many times. You have a tendency to continually blow me away because you come up with some great stuff.
We're not done.
Okay. What do you got?
Secure HIPAA-compliant messaging.
Okay.
Through the same platform and hub that all your text messages goes through. So if the doctor wants to have a detailed conversation with a patient, they can. and it's 100% HIPAA compliant because it's encrypted on both ends and encrypted in the cloud. So that's coming. We also have online scheduling, which is going to integrate with, starting out, it'll show live scheduling data from 85 management systems, so patients can see live data. And for the top 10 that we work with, they'll also be able to write data back, and the patient will be able to manage their appointments on an app. That same app is going to allow them to get push notifications and to have the secure HIPAA compliant messaging.
No, I'm really blown away. So what else do you got? Anything or?
That's all incorporated in our new inbox. And that's going to be rolling out. It's in a beta rollout right now. The inbox is a different web interface. It looks more like Gmail, so it's very updated. But here's the kicker. Anybody that's using a web-based practice management software, there is a Chrome extension that will allow you to install the Chrome extension, and any phone number in your EHR, you can hover on it, click, and a little window pops up to send a text message through Zingit.
Wow. Just makes it more, way more efficient. Your communication, it enhances your marketing, it enhances your front desk's ability to communicate with the patients, and communication is how you get business. I mean, if you're not in communication with somebody, you're not going to get business from them. So this definitely closes some gaps that, man, I am blown away, really. I am literally blown away.
Well, the crazy part is, you know how much doctors spend on marketing,
yeah,
right? And you know, I had a doctor just the other day, and he said, "You're not going to tell me this is $1,000 a month, is it?" And I said, "No, it's less than $300 a month." So
they can't even hire a person, even close to that salary, to do what you can provide for them. So this is the exact reason we have affiliates like this, because Steve can bring to you everything we've talked about in the last 35 minutes, way more efficiently than you can hire and train the best trained person ever. He's got it all there. This makes your staff so much more effective, your marketing staff and your front desk staff and your clinical staff, because you're communicating with the patient on all those planes. I mean, the idea of sending out a testimonial video text before they're walking in on their day two, I mean, like, that is gold. Yeah. So I'm really glad you came by here today and we got a chance to talk to you. Obviously, you weren't just sitting around doing just golf the whole COVID, you were coming up with some ideas that were really, really good. And I got to tell you, right now, as we come out of this pandemic, our guys are starving for communication ability in their marketing. So this is brilliant timing. Yeah. So how do they get a hold of you? If they want to work with you, and you're crazy if you don't, how do they get a hold of
well,
you?
Well, like you said, we've worked with AMI for a long time, and we do have a special promotion for AMI clients. So you can go to zingit.com is the easiest, and just request a demo. We want to show you how the system works. We want to show you how it would integrate with your software, and you can see it in detail. We'll spend 30 minutes with you, see if it's a fit. If it's not, I'll be the first one to tell you. And we can go from there. So zingit.com, make sure and mention you're referred by AMI.
An AMI client. Okay, good. Well, thank you so much for coming by. And we'll be talking to you some more in the future. And as we start coming out of this whole pandemic, we'll get you at some of our trainings. We'll get you back up to Chattanooga so you can talk to some of our guys there. And thank you so much for doing what you do.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.